And walking circumspectly. And we're going to actually take you to the books of to the book of Ephesians 5, chapter 5. We're going to read 15 on down to 17. How many know the Lord will give you grace to do stuff that you didn't think you'd be able to do? Amen. Amen. Yes, he will. He will give you grace. And out there, they really don't know what to do with me, but I'm there. And the supervisor, I said, well, I guess I'll just be here till they tell me. She said, yeah, I guess so. I'll be here till they tell me differently. Amen. Amen. And I thank the Lord that his God, you have to pray for guidance with the Lord. You know, when people don't know what to do, you have to ask God, what are you doing with me? I want to follow what you're doing, because what you're doing with me is stable. What they're doing is unstable. So, you know, I don't like to be all over the place. I'm on my mind. Y'all got me going here this minute. Lord, I want you to order my steps, because I want to know, you know, that my steps are being pondered by you. So I asked him. That's why I say ask the Lord about whatever that's before you. He will orchestrate it for you. Yes, he will. He will set it in motion for you, and he'll help you to walk it out, and nobody won't be able to do nothing about it. Somebody give God the praise. Circumspectly, walking circumspectly. Let's read. See then, verse 15. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Circumspectly means to be watchful. It means to be discreet. It means to be tactful, guarded, careful, well balanced. To be all these things, you have to be in much prayer as required on a regular basis. Because if you don't pray on a regular basis and keep a prayer life, you might walk circumspectly one time and do it sometime, and sometime you won't. When you're walking circumspectly, it means you're walking with wisdom. You're walking not, you know, being letting yourself get caught into snares and the traps of the enemy. Because the spirit's indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. So you have to talk to the Lord, not that he don't know. You got to talk to the Lord about your flesh. Amen. You can't be acting like it's not there. I mean, God knows he remember our frame. You got to say, Lord, I'm not, you know, I need your help, because, you know, my spirit wants to serve you, but my flesh don't. He already know that. He needs you to talk to him. Amen. Amen. Say, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools. So what he's saying, if you don't walk circumspectly, you're going to walk as fools and wise. He said, but better as wise. Don't be not as fool, but wise. Circumspectly, again, means to be watchful. That means I'm watching, I'm pondering my steps. I'm walking, I'm watching how I walk before the Lord. Amen? Because you remember, God is around all the time. People are not around all the time, but God is aware all the time. But he's not going to be having a stick over you and making you do anything. You got to have God awareness. Lord, I don't want to say anything. I don't want to do anything that be displeasing to you. Amen. I don't want to do nothing that would cause my soul to go to hell. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Because the spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. Amen. And some of these things that come against us on external things on the outside will cause your soul to be lost if you don't take authority over through the spirit. Amen. If you walk, you're supposed to walk after the spirit, not after the flesh. So you got to ask the Lord to help you. Amen. Where he needs to lead you to fast, to pray, seek God. Amen. That you would keep your flesh under. Amen. Because your soul, which is your mind, will, and emotions, will cause you to be lost. Amen. So that's what circumspectly means, to be watchful. To be discreet. To be discreet means I'm not going to over-involve myself into conversation and situations that I know that's going to cause me to be lost or tripped up. If you know some things that will cause you to be tripped up and stuff, you don't walk in there with your eyes wide open. You like, Lord, I need to back off from this. I need to back off from that. I need to be careful. Amen. That you're being careful. And you won't do none of these things if you're not acknowledging the Lord. You just go on and do it your way. But if you announce the Lord, the Holy Ghost is going to say, don't do this, don't go there, don't say this, don't say that. Amen? And he's going to cause you, God bless you, walking circumspectly. Amen? Not as unwise, but not as fools, but being wise. Amen. And it says, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. You want to redeem the time, because the days are evil. Amen. It's like redeeming. Redeem means to Regain the time. Amen. Don't let the time get away from you. Serve the Lord with full, with sincerity of heart and mind. Amen. Don't take advantage of the time you have to serve the Lord. Redeem the time. Take a hold of it. Amen. That's what that redeem means. Yes, don't let days just pass by when you could have redeemed that time and gave that your all in all out to the Lord. Amen. Redeem the time. Amen. So redeem the time because the days are evil. Amen. There's another scripture that says, seek the Lord early. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Because there's going to be a time, there's so much chaos in this world, and it's going to increase more and more, that you're going to hear less people praying and getting a hold of God like they was a mother. So you need seeking while he could be found. Amen. Even in your own heart and mind. And it said, wherefore be ye not unwise. Don't be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Don't be unwise. Understand what God would have you to do. Understand, amen, how you're supposed to serve the Lord. Understand that. And then do it much as you can. Amen. And I tell anybody, because I've been through some things, you know, even here lately, you cannot get any of this done without a continue in prayer. You can't get it done. It's not something you just somebody tell you to do, you're going to wake up and do it. No. Your flesh is not going to want, your flesh do not want to walk the way God wants you to walk. Your flesh don't want to do it. Can I get an amen? Your spirit is willing. But your flesh is weak. Your flesh gets in the way. It would get in the way and hinder you and distract you. Amen? So it's walking circumspectly. That means to be watchful, discreet, tactful, guarded, careful, stay in balance. It requires prayer on the regular. Redeeming the time. Don't let the time get away from you. Amen? Take advantage of the time. Amen? Because the days are evil. Unless you turn your Bible also to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 12. When you have that, would you say amen? It says, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. That last part, it said, work out, not somebody else's salvation, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Amen. Have you know each one of us is going to have to give an account to the Lord. Can't nobody stand before the Lord like you can and give an account for what you have done in this body, whether it's good or evil. We all got to stand before the Lord. Amen. Amen. And salvation is a gift. It was given to us. Lord died for our sins. Amen. Bought salvation to us. Bought deliverance to us. Salvation means he bought deliverance to you. Amen. Whatever he saved you from, he saved you from something. Amen. He delivered you. Amen. So that was a gift from the Lord when you received his spirit, the Holy Ghost. But the thing that people fail to do, they forget that Bible, like the Bible said, work it out. That means you got to put some effort and work with it to keep saved. Amen. That's really what it's saying. You can't just say, okay, I saved. Like somebody was telling me today, I asked this person, I said, well, are you saved? They said, I'm saved. You always saved. You always saved. No, you ain't. Some people believe once you save, you know, I don't care if you go out and sin, whatever, you still save. But now you have to do your first works over with. The devil is a lie. Amen. God's not caring no adulterers, no smokers, no fornicators. He's not taking people that's cussing. He's not taking all this stuff into heaven. The devil is a lie. Amen. You have to repent of your sins. Amen. And amen. And so it's not no once saved, always saved. Some people think it. No, you got to do your part. God has died on, he's died on the cross for our sins. He's given us salvation. But you got to work out your salvation. You got to keep that deliverance. Whatever God saved you out of the world, you got to, amen, you got to keep that, keep being delivered. Amen. Keep that deliverance. Keep your deliverance. You got to keep maintained. You got to keep your maintenance up. It's the same way you live in a house. You can buy a nice house, or you can buy whatever house you want to buy. Amen. But if you don't keep no maintenance up in there, you don't keep your grass cut, you don't keep it clean in there, it's going to fall down. Amen. And then you can talk about this old dirty house, you didn't clean it up. Amen. This old bad, this house, you made it worse. Amen. Amen. So you got to keep your maintenance up. You have the Holy Ghost. You got to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Somebody said, how do I work out my salvation with fear and trembling? You have to continue in prayer. You have to continue reading your word. You have to continue to seeking God. Whatever he asks you to do, to stay in balance. Because if you don't, that alone is called work. Work means I'm just not saying I got the Holy Ghost. Y'all speaking tongue, and I just sit and wait till Jesus come back. You got to keep on, amen, adding to, strengthening yourself in the things of God, amen. Working out this, that makes you making efforts. I'm coming to church. I'm seeking God. I'm reading my word. I'm fasting. I'm doing whatever God. That's how you're working it out. Amen. That's how you're keeping your maintenance up. Don't keep no maintenance up. You're not really working. Amen. And when something comes your way, you won't be able to overthrow it. Amen. So working out your salvation with fear and trembling. It said, working out your own salvation. It says your own. Don't be so busybody into what somebody else is doing. I remember my former pastor used to say, take your eyes off of people. And that's true. Some people, they just look at people, what they doing, what's going on with them, but they ain't doing this. Get your eyes off of people, because you'll go down looking at people. Amen. You got to keep your eyes on the Lord. Amen. Not what somebody else is doing. Amen. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. In other words, he's not saying the kind of fear here is a retroventral fear. It's a fear of respecting God, I'm honoring God. It's not a fear like, oh, I'm shaking, that God's gonna kill me. It's not that kind of fear. He's talking about a respect, honor, fear. I'm God conscious. I'm a God awareness. In other words, I'm watching how I walk this walk since I say I'm saved, because somebody's looking at you. Amen. And as soon as you do something wrong, they're gonna say that person say they saved. They're not saved like they. We're lights in this world. Somebody's watching. You got to walk. Watch how you ponder your steps, how you're doing things, how you're walking. You know, before the Lord and before people. Amen. In other words, I have a retroventral fear. In other words, I have a fear. In other words, I have so much respect for God and I honor Him so much that I don't want to be displeasing in His sight. I don't want to do something or say something that's not pleasing in sight. I don't care about if somebody sees me or not, because God is all seeing, He's all knowing, so He's going to be there watching when nobody else is watching. So I respect Him. That's the kind of fear He wants us to have, a retroventral, a respect, a God awareness. If people had more God awareness, get more God conscious, He's aware, He's watching, they will do less things that they doing wrong and do what's right. In other words, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. In other words, you know, even the word trembling is, you know, we know what trembling is. People, when they get having anxiety, tremors, some people have tremors, and we ain't talking about that kind of it, but I'm just saying, some people, you know, they body shake like that, and some people are real nervous, and they feel the anxiety and worry, any little thing, they just a nervous wreck. But we're not actually talking about that type of fear, but it means, I mean, they're trembling. The trembling is mean, in other words, I'm so careful, you know, I just don't want to, you know, do anything before the Lord that's not right. I know it's not right. I want to walk in obedience. I want to be submissive unto the Lord, and I want to obey them that He have rule over me. That's in tremble. I'm so careful. I don't want to, you know, to do the wrong thing. I don't want to serve God through here sloppy. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. That's what church is supposed to be about. Amen. It's not so much just a list of rules and don'ts and do's and don'ts. It's how we walk before the Lord, because you benefit a lot more when you walk before the Lord, pleasing in His sight. You benefit from that. You grow from that. Amen. Amen. You can keep depression, the discouragement, all that off of you when you walk in pleasing to the Lord. The devil will try to get you out of that. Amen. Out of walking out where you need to be walking. He tried to get all of us sidetracked. Amen. He'll send distractions your way. He'll try. But you, through your distractions, you're still supposed to be keeping prayer in touch with the Lord. Amen. You're supposed to be telling the Lord about your distractions. Somebody say amen. I said, you're supposed to act like God don't know it. You're supposed to talk to God about every distraction, everything that hinders you. You're supposed to talk about it. Amen. Somebody said, well, not doing no good. Keep on talking about it. God will do something about it. Yes, he will. Amen. But a lot of times we just give in to any little thing that goes on, and then we later on, well, Lord, I missed that. I missed the mark. Well, you ain't been talking to the Lord about it. And sometimes if you talk to the Lord, you really don't want him to help you. They didn't help you any either. Some people don't really want God to help. I don't want God to help me. I don't know. In other words, I'm telling God about this because they say tell God about this, but I really don't want no help. You got to talk to the Lord and say, Lord, my flesh don't want no help, but my spirit does. Amen. You talk to the Lord this plain, this like that. You can be honest before the Lord. Amen. Because he knoweth our frame. Amen. And say, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Amen. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Amen. In other words, God that's going to, if you talk to God, it's going to be him that works through you. Amen. To get the job done anyway. Amen. It's going to be God to work through you to help you to succeed whatever purpose, whatever he's trying to get you through. Amen. Amen. So thank the Lord. We believe we're about done here. Amen. Walking circumspectly. Amen. Amen. In other words, it means, you know, we're careful how we walk through here. We're striving all with all within us. Amen. Even the little harm, no harm things that we seem like is no harm. If we're not for sure about something, we need to ask God about it. Amen. If we're not for sure about it, we need to talk to the Lord about it. Amen. Amen. So we're done. Let's give the Lord.